Hello there and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
I'm Tiffany.
Well, today, Tiffany, we're talking about something that's a little bit more serious.
A little bit more,
than some of the articles we normally talk about. We're talking about migrant workers and how to make their lives better. You can see that our title is 140, so that would be like the number 140, 140, something like that. Bettering migrant workers' lives. Yeah, that's a little bit unusual. Often we use better as an adjective, right? This sandwich is better than that sandwich. It's more good. But you can also use better as a verb. To better something is to make that thing better. So, you know, people might say, you can better your life by doing regular exercise. You will make your life better by doing regular exercise. Well, here, we aren't making our lives better. We're making the lives of migrant workers better. So briefly, what's a migrant worker?
A migrant is someone who moves from one country to another country.
Okay,
so they're not from here, basically.
They leave their home country to go somewhere else.
They leave their home country to go somewhere else. And so these
people... To live, right? Not just for a holiday.
Yeah, to live. Yeah. To live long term. So these migrants are here to work, basically. So they might be from places like Thailand or the Philippines or Vietnam.
That's right.
I think we see these people everywhere, too.
And they do often, not just in Taiwan, but in many countries, they often do the work that the local people don't want to do. It's hard work. It doesn't pay very well. Or maybe there just aren't enough local people to do all of these jobs. So these migrant workers come in, they make some money, they often send that money back home to help their families back home, and they work hard.
Yeah.
And as I said, they work hard at jobs that a lot of us might not like doing, like construction workers, working out in the hot sun, taking care of family members, older people or babies, so that the other family members can go off and do their jobs and someone doesn't have to stay home. So these are important jobs that we all need, and they're important jobs that make all of our lives better, and they're done by people who travel a long way.
Yeah, a long way from their
homes. Yeah, to live away from their homes and families. So if we can make their lives better, why not? That would be a good thing to do. Let's check out our article.
Reading. Bettering migrant workers' lives. Taiwan society is made up of many different people. However, one group in particular is often looked down on: migrant workers. On average, there is about one migrant worker for every 40 people in the nation. Most of these workers come from Indonesia, Vietnam, Thailand, or the Philippines. In Taiwan, they regularly face discrimination and rarely have opportunities to pursue quality jobs. However, 140, a nonprofit organization, is committed to bettering these people's lives. 140 works to connect migrant workers, provide cultural events for them, and empower them by teaching them job skills. Two of 140's various programs are the 140 School and Open Sunday. The former offers courses to inform migrant workers about their basic rights and to teach them second languages. It also helps them shape their personal goals and increase their confidence. The latter is a fun meeting held on the last Sunday of every month. Locals and immigrants alike are invited to attend. Open Sunday's topics include festivals and popular events. Plus, people can share food and play games there.
All right, so let's begin our article with a very good statement.
It says, Taiwan society is made up of many different people.
That's right.
And that's very true. Like, I don't think we should look down on these migrant workers as well. They are people just like us. And that's actually a great thing that people from different countries are actually in Taiwan, making Taiwan a better place.
What she says is smart and makes sense. Absolutely. If everyone in society was the same, first of all, it would be really boring. But we have tall people, short people, old people, young people, straight people, gay people, people from here, people from there, people with different colored skin, people with different kinds of religions and languages, and all of that makes this place better and more interesting. And plus, I can go out and get really good Thai food.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And that's a fantastic thing,
too. That's a good deal.
There you go. However, it says, one group in particular in society, one group in particular is often looked down on: migrant workers. All right, yes. So one group in particular, this is sort of like specially, all right? We're really focusing. They're a little bit unique. They're a little bit different. We need to pay a little bit more attention to something in particular, all right? There are many things like that, but this one is the one that we need to look at a little bit more clearly and a little bit more carefully. And don't look down on people.
Yeah, don't look down on people.
Or groups or things like that.
All right, but look down on is our shortcut for you. So let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Good idea.
Shortcut for you.
Ugh. Ugh. Ugh.
What are you saying ew about?
Look at Shannon's new look. Ugh. Look at this dirty little dog. Ugh. Look.
Hold on, hold on. Why are you acting like this? You're being kind of rude.
Ugh. I can't believe you would think I was looking down on people.
Well, you're actually looking at your phone, not at them.
Ugh. Okay. I'm not talking about looking at something. The phrase look down on somebody means to act like you're better than them. Ugh.
I see. So to look down on somebody means 轻视, 看不起.
Ugh.
All right, I've had enough of this attitude. Why don't you try saying something nice?
Okay. Your top doesn't look terrible.
Wow, you're not good at being nice.
Nice? You want me to be nice? Ugh.
All right, so look down on is to think that you're better than someone, and you kind of look down on it, and you think that, you know, you're the best or you're more important to them. And maybe you might do things that are really mean, like you say mean things to them, or you make them, like, do harsh work or something like that.
You disrespect them, you treat them as less than human or not as good, and usually just because they're different, right? Yeah, sure. You could look down on someone who lies all the time or who steals things or who beats up, you know, smaller people, but it's not good to look down on people just because of who they are, where they're from,
skin color,
the color of their skin, the language they speak, their religion. Anything like that. That's not a good way to go out and face the world and deal with other people. Let's read more about migrant workers. This statistic might kind of surprise you. It says, on average, there is about one migrant worker for every 40 people in the nation.
Oh, wow.
So take all of the people in Taiwan, one out of 40 is a migrant worker. So there are quite a few of them.
Yeah, there are quite a lot.
Even if you don't see one in your daily life, there are a lot of them out there. And this is an average. When we say something is an average, this is sort of like the middle number. Sometimes the number might be higher, sometimes it's lower. But if we take all of those numbers together and divide them, that would be the middle number. For example, you know, we often talk about temperatures, average temperatures, you know. So sometimes it's a little bit hotter in July, sometimes it's a little cooler. But the basic medium sort of middle number would be the average temperature. We use averages a lot in school, too, don't we?
Like we have our GPAs. That's also an average. I know a lot of high school students, you have to worry about your GPA, your grades, and the average of your grades as well, because that's very important when you apply for colleges.
Yeah, you might be a little bit better at math than you are at English, but if you take all your grades together, that gives people an idea of what kind of a student you are. Now, migrant workers, where do they come from? Well, it says most of these workers, you mentioned this earlier, most of these workers come from Indonesia, Vietnam, Thailand, or the Philippines. Mm-hmm. So they come from countries close to Taiwan, but places with a little bit less wealth, where people need jobs or they have jobs that don't pay a lot. So they, you know, travel overseas to another country to make a bit more money and to do jobs that are very helpful to all of us.
I agree as well. Mm. All right, the article then says, in Taiwan, they regularly face discrimination and rarely have opportunities to pursue quality jobs. So this is kind of, you know, not the good thing about this, though, because some people, again, remember, they kind of look down on these migrant workers.
Yeah.
And these poor migrant workers, they have to face things like discrimination.
Yeah.
They might not have really the opportunities to get really, really good jobs. Because, again, Mike said, they might do jobs that maybe most of us people won't really do. Yeah, when you face discrimination, it's to treat people or a group of people really unfairly or different because of maybe their gender, their religion, their age, even the things that they like, or even their skin color. All of these things are called discrimination.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We also have words like prejudice and racism as well.
There you go. Yeah, prejudice is disliking someone just because of who they are or what type of culture or whatever they come from. And racism is doing it based on the color of their skin or something like that. You know, so there's all sorts of discrimination. If I said, Tiffany, you can't drive this car because girls don't know how to work with machines like men do, that would, of course, be discrimination. But if she said, you can't be a nurse, Mike, you're a man. Nurses are always women. That would be discrimination, too. And, of course, that's not fair.
No.
If she wants to drive a truck or be a mechanic, she should be allowed to. And if I love to help patients in a hospital, but I don't want to be a doctor, I would love to be a nurse, too. We also had this vocab word, rarely. Rarely is spelled R-A-R-E-L-Y, R-A-R-E-L-Y.
And this word means not often, something that doesn't really happen often.
Maybe 10% of the time.
Yeah, so I can say I rarely go to the gym to exercise. I don't go there very often. I should, though, but I don't go as often.
Okay, there you go. So it's something you don't do very much or you don't do very often. Yeah, I rarely go to the gym, too, and that's why I rarely have to buy new running shoes.
Oh, very good. Same here.
we had another vocab word there, didn't we?
Right, we had the word pursue. It's spelled P-U-R-S-U-E, pursue. It's a verb and it means like, you know, pursue means to chase. So if we can use this idea of chasing, it means that you want to continue doing an activity or you want to try to achieve something over a period of time. So for example, if you really, really want to study fashion, okay, and you really want to have jobs in fashion, you can say, I want to pursue a career in fashion.
Okay.
You want to kind of achieve this goal. You kind of want to chase this dream of being in the fashion industry.
Interesting. So you could say that the policemen are pursuing the bad guy. They're chasing him.
Chasing them.
But you can also say when you're going for something in life, right? So your friend Elizabeth is pursuing her dream of going to the Olympics as a bicycle rider. You know, it's a tough thing. She's going to have to work hard, but she's going for it. She's trying to reach her goal. She's pursuing it. So let's find out about how we can help people who have come from overseas to pursue a better life and who are facing some difficulties, maybe some discrimination. The article continues and says, however, 140, a nonprofit organization, is committed to bettering these people's lives. There you can see we're using better as a verb, right? To make their lives better. 140 is a nonprofit organization. That basically means it's a group of people, it's an organization. They're organized, they have leaders, everyone has a different job, and their goal is to do something good. But it's not about making money. That is not their goal. That's why we call it nonprofit. Often nonprofit organizations, we can also call many of them charities,
right?
Greenpeace, which helps animals, Amnesty International, which fights for freedom around the world. These are nonprofit organizations, and many of them are committed to some goal, some kind of ideal goal that they're trying to pursue. Mm-hmm. When you're committed to something, it means you're dedicated to it. You're focused on it. It is something that is important to you, and you give a lot of yourself to it. If you get married, you are committing your life to that person that you love, all right?
And if you, sweet.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's very nice. And if you want to be a great athlete or a great artist, you'll have to commit yourself to that sport or to that art.
That's right. You give up
a lot of things in order to really focus and dedicate yourself to that. So these people are working hard to make migrant workers' lives better.
That's true. Okay, how do they do that? The article then says 140 works to connect migrant workers, provide cultural events for them, and empower them by teaching them job skills. So they're trying to make their lives in Taiwan even more fun for them, right? They try to let them meet other people or let them have events where they can meet other people and to also show them how to do certain kind of skills for their job. So it's really, really nice to have this kind of helpful things for them.
It's giving them a lot of help where there wasn't much before. That's fantastic. Yeah. All right, we'll take a quick break.
Connect here is a vocabulary word. It's spelled C-O-N-N-E-C-T. Connect. It's a verb and it means to join together. In this case, in the article, it means to bring people together. So that's why when you know many people and maybe these people can help you get special things here and there, it means you have really great connections. Okay, connections as a noun. When you connect with other people, it means that you kind of meet with them, you talk to them, and you spend time with them. For example, many of us use Facebook now, so I can say, I connected with my best friend from elementary school recently.
And we also had that phrase, to provide something for somebody. That basically means you're making something available to a person, probably something important and useful, right? Your parents, when you're young, they provide food and clothing for their kids, right? That's what parents do. And we can talk about many government agencies, many government services. Hospitals provide health care for sick people,
right?
It's there, it's available. You don't have to have it, but if you want it, it's there, it's available for you to come and get or use. And we had another big word there, another word power vocab word, cultural, C-U-L-T-U-R-A-L, C-U-L-T-U-R-A-L. It's an adjective. Cultural is relating to culture, C-U-L-T-U-R-E, which is a noun, okay? Culture is about all the things that we share as people, especially people from a certain group. If you're from a certain country, you'll share a culture with the people from that country. Maybe you have the same holidays, you used to learn in the same types of schools, you can sing the same songs, you might read the same books and speak the same languages while eating the same foods. All of that is your culture, so anything about culture is cultural, right?
That's
if you're
right.
interested in the culture, in culture or cultural things, you might be interested in arts and history and language and food and music and all of that kind of stuff that makes, you know, groups of people a little bit different from each other. And
that's
a good thing about this 140 group is they're empowering migrant workers, and empowering people is always a good thing to do.
Yeah. It means to give power to someone, okay? Mm-hmm. Not like in, oh, the king or queen, I give you power, but power as in like from yourself.
Sure.
Maybe the power to, you know, say something when you're afraid to say it, or the power to say no. So it empowers them to, you know, learn many new things. So this is what 140 does. One of
there
the things that 140 does.
That's right. Education will empower you by making you smarter and making you more able to do things. And your parents or friends might empower you by saying, you can do it. There's nothing to stop you. We believe you. We got your back. And then you feel confident. You feel able. You have more skills to take on more challenges. You've been empowered. All right. Let's read on. It says two of 140's various programs. So two of the programs from 140 are the 140 School and Open Sunday. So these are the names of two of the various programs from 140. We use this word various. It's an adjective. It's spelled V-A-R-I-O-U-S. V-A-R-I-O-U-S. And yes, as an adjective, we use it to talk about things There are lots of them, and there are different types or different styles. For example, if you go to a restaurant and they only serve nyoro mien, there aren't various things on that menu. There's one thing on that menu. But of course, most restaurants will have various things to eat. There's little things, there's healthy things, there's sweet things, there's salty things. There's all sorts of different styles or different kinds of food. And when there's a lot of different things, there are various things. So they have many programs.
Yeah, many things to do.
But we're going to talk about two of them.
Yeah, two. So it says, the former offers courses to inform migrant workers about their basic rights and to teach them second languages. So this is the first program that we are talking about.
Empowering them with education.
And teaching them how to speak second languages. So I'm assuming it will probably be Chinese or English because, you know, maybe they only know their native language or maybe they only know English. So teaching them how to speak Chinese helps them kind of, we can say, get used to the culture here and to get used to living here as well.
That's right. They can deal with things on their own. They won't need a friend's help, a friend who speaks Mandarin or Taiwanese. They can do it on their own. So that's good for them. It makes their lives easier. But there's more to it than that. Learning also, as we read on, it also helps them shape their personal goals and increase their confidence. Absolutely. If you're learning second languages, if you're learning new skills, this will be good for you. It will make your life today better, but probably very easily or in a very helpful, big way, make your future better too. And one way is by increasing your confidence. Your confidence is your self-belief. Believing in yourself. I can do this. I'm smart enough. You can't treat me that way because I have rights as a human being. Confidence is something we get as we get older, as we learn more, as we face challenges in our lives. If you're always running away from everything, no, I can't, no, I'm not going to do anything. You don't have enough confidence. Have more belief in yourself or confidence.
That's right. And of course, again, this is all something from within yourself. All right, so the article then says the latter is a fun meeting held on the last Sunday of every month.
Oh, so this is the open Sunday.
I remember the open Sunday.
Okay.
So every on the last Sunday of every month, they have another event for them. Now, what do they do at this open Sunday event?
So this
event?
Sounds more like something that's social, that's just fun and
more
gets people to relax a bit.
Yeah.
It's not so much about learning computers or learning a language. It's about connecting just as people, making friends, that type of thing. And what is Open Sunday? Well, it says locals and immigrants alike are invited to attend. How nice. Aww. Everyone's included. And our final vocab word here, attend, A-T-T-E-N-D, A-T-T-E-N-D. If you go to something that's happening, you attend that thing. If your friend's having a wedding and you go to the wedding, you attend that thing. If you don't attend your classes, your teacher might get upset. So at Open Sunday, people get to get together and make friends, right?
That's right.
Is that all?
Nope. It says here, Open Sunday's topics include festivals and popular events.
Well, so there's activities, maybe some music, all sorts of good stuff. Probably some delicious food, too.
Yeah.
Plus, yes, people can share food and play games there. So it's
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it would be a good way for you to meet some people from another country, try their food, listen to their stories. Maybe learn some fun games. Sounds good. What was it? The final Sunday of every month.
Yeah, Open Sunday.
Fantastic.
All right, so let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, our chat question is a very good question. Make you think a little bit. How could you help make migrant workers lead happier lives?
Oh, I definitely think, first of all, treat them like normal people. Because they are normal people. Respect them. And I think just maybe being nice to them, showing them around, teaching them how to get to places or how to say things. I think the small little things will definitely help them feel happier and to make them feel more welcome in Taiwan. Because remember, they moved a long way from their homes to Taiwan to work here. So imagine how scary it would be if you had to go somewhere completely new.
True, or how lonely you'd feel too, leaving all your loved ones at home just to make a bit of money to help them. That's a pretty noble thing to do. So yeah,
understand them,
spend some time, learn a little bit. It would make you as a better person as well. All right, guys, we'll be back with more tomorrow. But until then, bye-bye.
Bye.
140. bettering migrant workers' lives. Taiwan society is made up of many different people. However, one group in particular is often looked down on, migrant workers. On average, there is about one migrant worker for every 40 people in the nation. Most of these workers come from Indonesia, Vietnam, Thailand, or the Philippines. In Taiwan, they regularly face discrimination and rarely have opportunities to pursue quality jobs. However, 140, a nonprofit organization, is committed to bettering these people's lives. 140 works to connect migrant workers, provide cultural events for them, and empower them by teaching them job skills. Two of 140's various programs are the 140 School and Open Sunday. The former offers courses to inform migrant workers about their basic rights and to teach them second languages. It also helps them shape their personal goals and increase their confidence. The latter is a fun meeting held on the last Sunday of every month. Locals and immigrants alike are invited to attend. Open Sunday's topics include festivals and popular events. Plus, people can share food and play games there. Vocabulary Review.
Rarely. Gina rarely cooks at home. She prefers to go out to eat. Pursue. Jake is taking acting classes to help him pursue his dream of becoming a famous actor. Connect. Use this rubber piece to connect these two pipes together. Cultural. The Hakka Festival celebrates a number of cultural traditions. I especially love seeing the dances. Various. My favorite clothing shop sells various popular styles, which is why it's always so busy. Attend. The company meeting this Thursday will start at 3 p.m. The boss says everyone needs to attend.